I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Whenever you are, I hope you're doing well. This is Muslim Lady. I'm Asma once more. I have the honor to be at your service. And then here, after so long of a time, finally Sister Zainab is back. And I'm so happy for you to be here, Sister. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the studio once more.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me again.
Well, we're so happy that you're finally back from your mother country. And then we have you in here again. So now we already have had enough of sessions in Muslim Lady with you. And I guess plenty of our audience already know you. But once again, to rehash on who Sister Zainab is, please tell us briefly.
I have done my master's in linguistics from the Kashmir University, and I have been studying Hausa in Qom for some 8 years now. And I have been actually researching on the topics about Muslim women. And in fact, I'm writing right now about the women from the perspective of Islam as well. So I have been researching on these topics.
Ever since you have not been here, many things happened worldwide. Like the story of Gaza is something that has to be explained more and more. And we were just waiting for the right time to talk about it perfectly on the perspective of women, actually, of what's going on in there on women, what's happening to them, to all those mothers, to all those sisters, to all those daughters. Just imagine. Well, with all those photos and pictures that we see from the things that is going on in there, we're speechless. You know, the image of those people make you feel like you can't do anything while you really like to do something. Just the mere thought of being a mother and then going through the life with all the problems that it already has. Then just imagine, aside from your own personal problems, there comes war. And then in this war, people are not killed in just an easy way. They're getting massacred.
Yes.
And this picture is so excruciating and so painful.
Right. Unfortunately, we did not see very good events happening around the world in this time. And as you mentioned, the Gaza, the Palestinian woman, was one of the things that was really, really horrible incidents were coming up from the scene out there. But the point that you mentioned that there are ladies or there are people out there in the world who think that, unfortunately, I can't do anything. Fortunately, there are so many things we can be doing right away. From your homes, you don't need to travel to Gaza to do something. So there are a lot of things I think we got to be talking about them. And why we should be doing that? Because Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, says, "Man asbaha la yahtamu bi amur al-muslimin falaysa bi muslim." The one who wakes up in the morning and is not aware about the affairs of the Muslims around.
Does not care,
yes,
actually.
Yes, is not a Muslim. So, and in another hadith, we also have that the whole Muslim community is like a human body.
Exactly.
If one part of it aches, then the entire body is restless. And we should be restless if someone in some corner of the world is suffering through one or the other
and
means.
We are, you know, because we are all women. We understand each other. It's so painful to see the members of your family dying in front of your eyes, not being able to do anything. A woman holding the corpse of her child in her hands, and then she wants to wake him up, but then there's no way because he's dead. The child is dead and he's gone. So what this mother is going to do with her lifetime now that she does not have her husband, she does not have her brothers, family, sisters, children, whomever, she's just left alone. With no house, with no family, with no belonging.
Exactly. Not just this woman is not left with her, not only the family, but also her entire dreams have turned into ashes.
Exactly.
And what would be the situation of such a woman is really tragic. And it's something we, on the other part of the world, got to be realizing. What is the very good point happening at this point of time is that there are people across the world, even the non-Muslims,
exactly,
who have come up,
yeah,
who have been protesting peacefully, who have
coming
been standing
to this awareness,
up.
Awareness, actually.
Exactly, who have been standing up for the Palestine. You could have seen the news of, like, you know, the Palestinian Shafia, the scarves, they,
yeah,
where the sales went on so high, in the U.S. itself. So,
and there was also a girl, a student, who was getting graduated. She wanted to actually speak up about Palestine, but they didn't let her. And many things happened like that in different universities of America, actually.
Yes, we do face such situations where you want to explain things or where you want to express things, mm-hmm, and you are not able to, you're not allowed to. India as well, I would say, it has good relations with Israel, so we were not allowed to go out and hold protests. So I'll tell you what my sisters, they went out and they got these pieces of cloth from the stores and of the Palestinian flag, and they went to the boutiques and they made a dress, very modest, lengthy, loose kind of dress that would showcase a Palestinian flag.
Exactly.
That way they were not violating any rules. They would be showing the support for Palestine as well. And at the same time, they were not doing some violent kind of protest.
Not transgressing any rule.
Like, right.
You know what's so important about whatever that's going on around the world? Is this awareness. Like before this, people used to go on their life, to continue their life without noticing there are a bunch of people getting killed, getting massacred in the most horrible way possible in a corner of the world. But right now, things are just so different. Like every day, there's a protest somewhere. Every day there is something. Someone is speaking. Someone is sharing something about them. Someone is actually talking on the behalf of these oppressed people who are getting killed, and they have nothing in their own hands to defend.
Right.
Like, I'm telling you, the thing that's going on right now is a nice sign of humanity. Like, human beings care for each other, even if they're not the same in their religion, even if they're not the same in the language they speak. You are listening to Muslim Lady. Well, in today's episode, we are totally devoted to Palestinian women, all the courageous, brave women out there who are going through too much and who are still so boldly following and continuing their existence, and they're being so loyal to their belief and to their creed. So today we're talking about all these Muslim ladies who are suffering from war and losing their families. Still, They are so, so, so courageous and bold, and they teach us patience and courage, actually. So we were talking about what is going on around the world, like worldwide. Everything has changed. Now people come out, they go through different protests, they do different stuff to show that they're caring for these people who are getting killed with no guilt, with actually no issue that they have brought. What should we do if we cannot actively do anything?
An international coalition is getting gathered somewhere, and they are taking tons of aid with themselves. What we staying at home can do for them, we can do the jihad of tab'een expulsion. It's like, you know, throwing spotlight on the incidents happening in Gaza from all dimensions, be that human, be that religious, be that historical perspective, be that cultural, or be that this war. You have to throw a spotlight, you have to shed light on these issues. And that's not only just you saw some video, and without going into its roots, the source, you'll start forwarding it, because tomorrow you are accountable for it. You'll be answerable. Did you research about the video? Did you know where did this come from? Did you know, was it actually the ground reality? That's also very important, the media literacy, actually. Yeah. So without having that media literacy, do not forward things or share things. So first, you should have that media literacy. At the same time, when you are getting up that, you are equipping yourself with that ground reality from Gaza, you're seeing the things, you are, when I said shedding light from the religious perspective as well, you'll say it's war. It's all political dimension there. So where does this religious dimension come from? You might have seen this lady who comes home, sees everything turned into ashes, yet she is so strong and says, Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we
yeah, that's not so worthy.
Exactly.
Of a thing to
and
see.
If you just share this small clip, that's the jihad of explaining the ground reality of Gaza,
exactly,
the religious belief of this woman in Gaza. And you would see how many women around the world have turned Muslims just because of her, Alhamdulillah.
Exactly.
And it reminds
children,
us.
The kids, two siblings were actually backing each other up in the problem that has happened to them. I guess they've lost their entire family, and they had the two of themselves for each other. The entire video, I guess, was something so, so, so impressing.
Exactly. It's at the same time, it's very tragic, but at the same time, these videos, these ground realities have so much to teach us, so much lessons, you know, hidden within them for us. Like, you know, you might have seen just these women when say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, you know, when the kids are alive and their home has turned into ashes. I saw a man, even like his home was turned into ashes. He said that I spent some 40 years, 40 plus years in, you know, building this home. But you know what he said in the end? May it get sacrificed for Palestine. So having that courage, having that, you know, devotion towards your nation.
When you just listen to their words, they touch you with their words. Like, it's so grave to say such a thing in that situation.
Yes.
In that very heartbreaking situation.
It also reminds you of, like, how, you know, sometimes we also recall the moment, how could have the tragic situation of Karbala been beautiful for Lady Zainab Salamu Alaiha? What did she say? I saw nothing except for the beauty. These Palestinian people are kind of, you know, examples for us right now, especially the women.
Reminding us
how tragic situations can be beautiful if you have that strong belief. And it's my duty as a Muslim lady to share this strong belief of this another Muslim lady, a lady living in another part of the world who has lost everything, yet she has great faith.
Exactly. So I'm sure this is not going to be the last session we talk about the Muslim ladies of Gaza who are going through too much of difficulties right now. But unfortunately, time's up, and this was all the time that we had for today's episode. The most important thing that we want to learn in here, talking about Palestinian women, is the fact that we should not turn a blind eye to these stuff that's going on in the world. Like, people are getting killed. You cannot go through your life like before. Everything has changed. You should not ignore it. The fact that everybody is talking about it makes it all so clear that the world is changing. We should not stay silent in front of things that are happening to oppressed people. Thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you, dear ladies, for staying with us. This is all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.